heavy metal, or mainstream hard rock.
When they sneak out a witness source from the IT silos of Siberia, I won't have to write any more goddamn disarmament poems! Hooray! When that plutonium inferno blasts down La Cienega, melting parking meters and Mercedes and Beverly Center, and leaves green hillsides dead for a quarter million years, I won't signal my turn at Pico. No wide-eyed creeps are gonna kill me downtown for the 30 bucks I got at a poetry reading. When LA gets nuked, I won't have to watch my ass turn black from cancer 2012. I won't pay Pacific Bell's federal excise tax to stuff Pentagon desks for World War IV. I'll never have to read the LA Weekly again. I won't dance all night at the Zero. McClovey Alvarez won't tell me about hot winds. What left little Tokyo? Just salty dust. Cause I wanna be the first to go up in celluloid smoke with MGMUA. No more Rocky sequels. I'll never have to choke on my oatmeal reading LA Times fascist editorials extolling the virtues of nukes. Give me an Okie Dog to go permanently. Vaporize me before the Olympics. No, during the Olympics. Oh, don't wait that long. When they nuke LA, I got a feeling Cantors will survive unscathed.
Cinco de Mayo, USA. On the 5th of May, 1969, thank you.
twist your chest. Underline what's about to come next. You're not alone, you're below.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Yeah. We'll be right back. Thank you. one day I met a fellow on the avenue. He was carrying a large suitcase. He stopped me and said, buy something from me, and was staring me right in my face. I said, let me see what you got to sell, and he started feeling glad. I can't remember all I saw, but these were a few things he had. He had old boots, old shoes, jacket and pants, rayon panties and steppings too, nylon stocking with the seam to the front, powder lipstick and chewing gum, old hat, old shirt, long underwear, but was nothing for which I care. When I turned to go, he said, oh no, I have some more things to show. He had glass eye, false teeth, an old hanging lamp, a coat from a concentration camp, them long time bloomers with the string hanging down. Granny wear them when she was young, girdles, corset and old rubber boots, trumpets and even flutes. Then he started to show some more, he was a walking department store. Iodine, Band-Aid, Brillo and Mum, towel, napkins and posters too, ashtrays, postcards, old picture frames, roulette wheels and Pokino games, housecoat, nightshirts, French bathing suit, and I'm telling you the truth, that I had to move away from the scene when the policeman intervened. He said, where you get this? Where you get that? Where did you get this derby hat? This glass eye look like my neighbor owner. Where did you get this saxophone? The cop then started getting mad, and the guy was looking so sad. Luckily I didn't give him a sale, or we both would have landed in jail.
The guy at the store was weird to me, was weird to me, was weird to me. The guy at the store was weird to me. What do I do about it, Pat? I just went in to buy something, to buy something, to buy something. I just went in to buy something. Maybe he thought I was too fat. The guy at the store was weird to me, was weird to me, was weird to me. The guy at the store was weird to me. What do I do about it, Pat? I just went in to buy something, to buy something, to buy something. I just went in to buy something. Maybe he thought I was too fat.
I went to the movies with Sheena, and we saw Cape Fear at the movies, and we sat in the middle of the movie theater while we were watching Cape Fear at the movies, sitting in the middle and watching Cape Fear. And while we were at the movies, Simon was at our home with David Newgarden, and Simon was watching TV, and David was working on the computer.